This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, wa man istanna bi sunnatihi ila yawmiddin. Allahumma ja'alna minhum wa min alladhina amanu wa aminu salihat, wa tawasaw bil haqqi, wa tawasaw bil sabr. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي امين يا رب العالمين. Today I want to share with you some glimpses of how Allah Azza wa Jal elevated the status of our messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his book. You hear praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the tongues of the companions and you hear them on the mouths of believers, and there are people who write nasheed out of the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, and the people that retell the accounts of the greatness of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But no praise and no telling of the accounts of our Messenger and no accolades are ever going to compare to how Allah Himself praises His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal says about Him, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We elevated for you your mention. Now that ayah is remarkable because in that ayah Allah Azza wa Jal didn't just say that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be mentioned. وَرَفَعْنَا ذِكْرَكْ. We elevated your mention. And I'll explain in a minute what that means. But He said, we elevated your mention especially for you. For your sake. We do things for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal is doing something for the sake of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine, even in this ayah, the honor that Allah has given to our Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, the laka is muqaddam for the Arabic speakers. It's mentioned especially for you. We have elevated your mention. Since the coming of our Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, there are so many people who love him, and there are so many people actually also who hate him. They say filthy things about him. Nowadays, the internet is filled with things, accusations, and filth regarding our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Regarding what he said, regarding what he did, regarding his family life. There are all kinds of filthy accusations. And this did not start now. This was even happening at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The kinds of things they say have already been said. They were being said when he was still alive, alayhi salatu wasalam. But when Allah called him the sun, sirajan munira, then Allah azza wa jal did something remarkable. Insulting or trying to insult our Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam is as useless as trying to spit at the sun. It'll only come back on your own face. It's pointless. You can't touch it. You can get angry all you want. Its light will still shine even on you. Even on you. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam is a creation of Allah, is a being beyond reproach, beyond criticism. And when Allah Azza wa Jal, the glimpse that I want to share with you today, something Allah says all the time in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. And when He says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, often He tells us what to do or tells us what not to do. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, taqullah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kunu ma'a sadiqin. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, and la taqulu ra'ina wa qulu unzurna. There are so many ayat in which Allah will tell us, those of you who believe, do this. Those of you who believe, don't do this. And every time He tells us something to do and not to do, the model of it is what's better for us. And the first example of it is Rasulullah himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Allah tells us, have taqwa of Allah, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. The biggest example of the taqwa of Allah is who? The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when we try to develop Allah's consciousness, we are trying to actually emulate our Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. But in this one place that we recite every time, and we hear it every single day, and especially on Jumu'ah, Allah Azza wa Jal didn't just say, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. He said, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. No doubt about it, it is Allah Himself. And in addition to Allah, all of His angels, malaikatahu. Malaikat. And the angels outnumber us by a lot. There are way more angels that Allah created than human beings. And all of them, all of the angels of Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jal Himself, they, and then He says, يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِي, send blessings upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. And then He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Those of you who believe, send salawat upon Him. In other words, when we say, صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, we are actually following the sunnah of Allah Himself. And we are following the sunnah of the angels. That's actually what we're doing. Now, what does it mean that Allah Azza wa Jal sends His blessings upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Salla alayhi is actually, as some linguists describe, is to speak good of someone, is to speak highly of someone. Allah Azza wa Jal describes that for now and forever. You know how we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It's in the past tense and it's called, you know, may Allah send salawat. But when He said yusalluna ala nabi, Allah is describing Azza wa Jal that continuously, one of the things Allah does is continues to describe the goodness and actually send blessings upon the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. And when the angels of Allah see that, they follow the sunnah of Allah. And when we are told that Allah does this, and as a result all of the angels do this, then we're told to do it. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Now, some ulama commented, what does it mean that Allah sends salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What does that mean for us in this life? What it means for us in this life is that we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to further His mission. When Allah, there's a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the unseen, in the akhirah, and there's another blessing of Allah on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world. And the blessing of Allah on the Prophet in this world is that His name will be mentioned over and over again. His sunnah will be followed over and over again. Allah tells us, whoever does something good and leaves an example behind, then if somebody else followed your example, you did something good, and somebody else, your child, followed your example, their good deeds will also go to you. You will be rewarded, and you will get their reward also. Now, if based on that, what do we understand? Every single one of us, every salah we make, every dhikr we make, every letter of the Qur'an that we recite, every person that goes to hajj, every human being that is fasting, since the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every time Allah's name is mentioned on anyone's tongue, every time somebody is kind to an orphan, every time somebody hugs their mother, every time someone guards their eyes, every time someone does a good deed or stays away from a bad deed, who gets rewarded even more? Our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his status keeps on elevating and elevating and elevating. Every time we're doing something good, we're actually only enhancing the status of our Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. And then you look into the word yusallun and salah, you find something remarkable. You find, and this is I pray that Allah makes this easy for me to explain to you, the word salah in Arabic actually was used, like they used to use it for meat, and they used to use it for wood, salla al-lahm, you know, salla al-asa, and they used to use it in the meaning of, you know, when they have a stick and it's hard, they would put it in the fire so they can bend it and make it soft. So when Allah does salah on someone, what that means is Allah is creating a softness for them. Allah is creating a softness. The part of the meaning of Allah sending salawat upon the Prophet ﷺ is Allah is creating a softness and a love for our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hearts of people. So when we send salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're actually also asking Allah to make our hearts softer and softer and softer for our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because when those hearts are soft for Allah's Messenger, then iman is safe. When the heart has love for Allah's Messenger, then iman is safe. When the heart doesn't have love for Allah's Messenger, then you can't have iman. Where did I get this from? How come iman, faith, you would think faith is belief in Allah. Belief in Allah, okay, we believe in the Prophet, we follow the Prophet. No, Allah Azza wa Jal wants love of our Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. Respect for our Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. And that's iman. Allah Azza wa Jal told us in Surah Al-Hujurat, He says, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. You had better know, in your company is Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. لَوْ يُطِيعُكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ لَعَنِتُّمْ. If He followed you, in most of the way you do things, if He started following you instead of you following Him, all of you would be harmed. All of you would be harmed. You know, your preferences are only going to bring harm, and His preferences for you will only bring good. And then what did Allah say? وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ. However, Allah made iman something beloved to you. Allah put the love of iman in you. Think about this ayah. Was the ayah talking about Allah? Was the ayah talking about the angels? Was Allah talking about Jannah, the love of Jannah, or the love of Allah? No, the ayah was talking about the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah says, Allah made iman beautiful in our hearts in that ayah. You know what that means? Iman is only beautiful in our hearts when in our hearts there's a love and a respect and an elevation for the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's actually our relationship with him. And so when he sends those salawat upon him, and all of the angels send salawat upon him, and then we join them, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. This is actually an honor that we get. We get to do something Allah himself does. We get to do something Allah himself does, subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we engage in this act of worship, think of it. What act of worship is there? What command of Allah is there? That Allah Azza wa Jalla says, I do it, therefore you do it. None. None. And what commandment of Allah is in the Quran? What condition of Allah is in the Quran that says, if you do this, then I will love you? Except, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Tell them, follow me. The Prophet is told, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, follow me lovingly, follow me step by step, Allah will love you as a result. Follow me and Allah will love you as a result. Allah, you know, we can love Allah, but how do we know Allah loves us? And how do we enhance the love of Allah for us? Allah Azza wa Jalla says, tell them, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Follow me and Allah Azza wa Jalla will love you. SubhanAllah. That's the status Allah Azza wa Jalla gave to his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the elevation that he offered him. That is the messenger that we believe in, alayhi salatu wasalam. So now, having said a few of these things, I want to share with you one last bit that is tied to this discussion. I wanted to make it maybe a separate discussion, but inshallah, I'll include it in today's discussion with you. And that is, you know, even in Medina, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam was there, some people were, you know, with him from the beginning. And they understood what it means to be in the company of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But some people were new Muslims. Some people became Muslim because everybody in the tribe was becoming Muslim, so they kind of joined in. But they didn't really understand what does it mean to be a Muslim. And there's an incident that occurs, the ayah regarding which is in Surah An-Nisa. There are two people who have a dispute. And they're both Muslim, and they have a dispute. And one of them about water. They shared property and there was water, and one garden was getting the water, the other garden was not getting the water. And the Prophet ﷺ solved the dispute and he said, look, you just water your garden, and when you're done, give the rest of the water to him. Just share, learn to share. Resolve the issue. One of the two did not like that decision. He didn't like the decision. He said, oh, you prefer him, huh? Because he's related to you, because one of them, Zubayr, was related to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, oh, you prefer him because he's related to you? Is that why? I don't think you're being fair. You see, people can be very religious in some things, but when it comes to money, things change. You see it all the time. You have people that maybe, mashallah, every day, the recitation of Quran, Fajr in the masjid, you know, Isha in the masjid, and salawat, and dhikr, and all of it. But when it comes to business, don't be quoting ayat of Quran. I'll cut you up. Don't touch my money. So everything's okay. You know, the ibadat are okay, hajj is okay. But as soon as you start talking about, hey, I don't know if that's halal. Wait, back off. Okay, I don't need a khutbah from you. When it comes to money, people get, you know, then Islam, let's put it on the side. Other than that, mashallah, alhamdulillah. You know, subhanAllah. When the messenger gave this verdict, he thought that he's missing out on some of his wealth. He should get more water. So he didn't like the decision. And Allah Azza wa Jal said something, the likes of which you don't find in the Quran. He said, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ. He said, no. I swear by your master. Allah swears by himself. In the Quran, Allah swears by time. Allah swears by the fig and by the olive. Allah swears by the morning and by the evening. Allah Azza wa Jalla swears by the sun, by the moon. In this ayah, Allah did not swear by one of his creations. Who did he swear by? Himself. This oath of Allah is different from any other oath, wa rabbik. He swears by himself. And even when he swore by himself, he didn't say, wallah. He said, wa rabbika. Even when he swore by himself, he put the messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, right next to his name. I swear by your master, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Even when he takes an oath by himself, he honors his messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, and puts his name next to his. وَرَبِّكَ. But what is this oath about? Why did Allah say he swears by himself? He swears by your master, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Listen to this carefully. Allah swears by himself They have no iman. They have no faith. They have no faith. If Allah Azza wa Jal said they have no faith, it would have been enough. لا يؤمنون نؤمن بذلك. They don't believe, that's good enough for us. That wasn't good enough. They offended the Messenger of Allah. This person didn't like the decision of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal came and said, revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'm swearing by myself, your master. They have no faith. They can have no possibility of iman. That person may have prayed, that person may have given charity, that person may have done all kinds of good deeds, but they are uncomfortable with the word of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They didn't like the decision of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that was enough for Allah to say, there is no iman inside this person. There's no iman inside them. حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ They will have no faith whatsoever until they allow you, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be the decision maker over anything that comes up between them. Whenever an issue comes up between them, they must turn to you sallallahu alaihi wasallam and make you the decision maker. You would imagine Allah would say they have no faith until they make Allah the decision maker. They make the Quran the decision maker. No, حتى يحكم القرآن حتى يحكم ما أنزلنا إليك حتى يحكم الله فيما شجر بينهم. No, حتى يحكمك فيما شجر بينهم. Until they make you, صلى الله عليه وسلم, the decision maker over everything that comes up between them. You must decide. And until they decide, they turn to you first. If they don't turn to you first, Allah swears by Himself they have no iman. They have no iman. And then He says, okay, fine. You know, you've seen these shows on TV where they have like a judge and they have a case and they usually get the judge with a spicy personality and they yell at people and then afterward, like, yeah, I don't think she was very fair. I don't think Judge Judy was very nice to me, etc. You know, I really think I should have gotten $500 or whatever. You know, the judgment happens and then people are not happy about the judgment. They'll go with the judgment, fine, here, take the money, fine, I'll go along, but I'm not happy about it. Right? That happens, right? So it's possible that somebody makes the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the decision maker. Fine, that's what the Prophet said, that's what Quran says, that's what the teachings of our Nabi says, fine, I'll go along with it. But I'm not that happy though. Somebody passes away and there's a dispute about inheritance, huh? The daughter should get this one, the son should get this much, the father should get this much, etc., etc., etc. And now there's, you know, but I know, but I really love this house. You want me to just give half of it to him? I don't even like him. And they didn't even like him. Who cares who liked who? This is the verdict given by Allah to His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's their decision. That's it. But no, I don't know. It's not sitting well with me. Fine, we'll do it. And after you do it, you're complaining, you know, it wasn't fair. That was supposed to be my house. That was supposed to be my car. I can't believe they're driving it. Makes me upset all the time. What did Allah say? Allah said, not only do they make you the decision maker, ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتِ Then they do not find inside of themselves, deep inside themselves, any discomfort over the decision you made. They're not even allowed to feel uncomfortable about the verdict of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if they feel a little uncomfortable, Allah swears by Himself they have no faith. That's how serious it is to show reverence and honor. When Allah says He sends salawat upon His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have to understand the gravity of what that means. Today, people are sitting and talking and somebody says the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this or he said that. And somebody says in the gathering, I know there's a hadith like that, but I feel that, let's not finish that sentence, there's already a, ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتِ And then Allah, as if that wasn't enough in the ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal adds more, and He says, وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا And they give themselves in complete submission before the verdict of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are at complete peace with what Allah's Messenger has decided for them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man, when we say, As-salatu wa salamu alayka, Ya Rasulullah, ya? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salawat are the blessings on the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salam doesn't just mean that we send salam to him. It also means that we are at complete peace with whatever wisdom he gave us, whatever verdicts he gave us, whatever judgments he gave us. So it becomes very important for a believer. This is the last thing I'll share with you. Two things. Two very important things. Before we speak on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we say, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said this, therefore we should do this. Before you speak like that, you better know what you're talking about. You better know what you're talking about. You better not have heard some video on YouTube and now you're an expert on the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You better not have Googled something and found something and now you decide to tell somebody else because you didn't even verify, you don't even know the background, you don't know the entire conversation, you know nothing. You know nothing. And now you're saying this is what the Prophet said. You better be careful. You and I better be careful attributing something to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam without understanding the entire context. Because if we tell someone, this is what the Prophet said, and that's not what he actually meant. That's not what was actually being said. That was a completely different context. I won't give you a long example. I'll give you one small, just to make sense of it for you. You know, sometimes friends are talking to each other and they're joking around with each other. And one friend says to the other, man, I hate you. I hate you, man. And somebody says, this one said he hates him. It's a sahih quote. I recorded it. That's literally what he said. And he goes to the court. He says, did you say I hate you? Yeah, I did. But he's my friend. We were joking around. The same words, I hate you, could just be a joke. It could actually be, I want to kill you. I never want to see you again. Could it mean different things? Yeah. Until you know the full story, just the words are not enough for you to say, I know what was meant. You understand? But you know what we do today with the words of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This turath, this tradition that we have been given, in which not only did our scholars preserve what the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, but when he said it, who he said it to, how was it understood, what was the full background, what was the complete story. When that's all been recorded, all we care about is Google, find the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, doesn't matter what was going on, I know what it means, and I'm going to slap somebody else with it. This is a disrespect of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you find yourself that somebody's quoting a hadith or telling you, the Prophet said this, alayhi salatu wasalam, and you don't know. You don't know if they're using it correctly, you don't know if they're using it incorrectly. The right thing for you to do, say nothing. Just don't say anything. Just walk away from that conversation. Okay, I don't know any better. Just say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong, we don't know yet. But if it is from our Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, I have no discomfort in my heart. I'm going to let my preferences go. Because Allah Azza wa Jal commands that we should be at complete peace. This is actually what it means when we send salam upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Complete peace inside of ourselves. Deep inside of ourselves. What it also means is that when something comes up, you and I have to learn to ask ourselves one important question. What would the Prophet do alayhi salatu wasalam in this situation? What would he do? What would he say? What would he want me to do? If he was watching me right now, how would I behave? How would I be responding? How would I be feeling? What words would be coming out of my mouth? Would I be in this gathering? Would I be in this situation? Would I face the difficulty or would I run from it? What would I do if the Prophet ﷺ was here? And if he was in the circumstance, what would he do? This because حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. You have no faith until you make him the decision maker. So that thought process of putting yourself in that circumstance, if the Prophet ﷺ, if I had an ability to call Rasulullah ﷺ and ask his opinion on this, what would it be? And you ask yourself that question, your life will change. Your life will change. My life will change. So many of the decisions we make, we don't even think about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But that will change because we send salawat upon him. Salawat upon our Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam are not just about praising him and not just about earning good deeds, but it's a show of our loyalty to the most beloved Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah enhance our love and our loyalty to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every time we send salawat upon him, may Allah azza wa jal increase our commitment to him. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.